Good morning, I'm Anthony Garcia, in for Roland Giacopetti on this morning's Sonoma Spotlight. Today's spotlight is on the Working Dogs exhibit happening at the Charles M. Schulz Museum August 9th through January 27th, 2019, in their upstairs changing gallery. I'm joined today by the museum's curator, Benjamin Clark. Good morning.
Good morning.
So please, tell us about the exhibit.
Yes, this exhibit features original artwork and correspondence and artifacts from Charles Schulz and his connection to the working dogs, especially to canine companions here in Santa Rosa.
For those who aren't already aware, how were dogs a part of Charles's life?
Well, he was a lifelong dog owner, of course. He had dogs in his childhood that helped inspire his, of course, very famous cartoon dog Snoopy. And he had dogs as pets kind of throughout his life. So that was it. But when he saw a demonstration of a service dog, he and his wife, Jean Schulz, decided that they should support that work. And they did. They jumped in with both feet.
There are a lot of different personas that Snoopy had. What are some of those personas?
Oh, there's a lot. You're right. In this particular exhibit, though, we are only able to feature a few, but there's some, you know, pretty popular ones, like his flying ace, the attorney, and also we did some more obscure ones, like the grocery clerk and the hired hand.
And are there any roles of working dogs there at the museum?
Well, ADA recognized service animals are, of course, welcome here at the museum as always. So, but other than that, that's about it. there's not really many other dogs here.
Yeah, locally there is Canine Companions, and also in Rohnert Park there's Bergen University, which is a pretty interesting thing that there is so much of a local tie-in between working dogs and our location, especially in the farming community and law enforcement as well.
Yes, of course. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's even with another connection to museums, there are specially trained dogs to help sniff out illegal artifacts when they're being smuggled. So pretty impressive stuff.
And this is a very kid-friendly event, I'm sure, and very inspiring for children as well.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a chance for them to see that dogs are not only just, you know, great pets and good friends, but they can be really helpful too. They can genuinely be helpful to people and to others. So,
how can people find more information about the exhibit?
You can, of course, always visit us online at schulzmuseum.org.
And then, is there anything else you would like to add about the exhibit?
Do come out and see it. It's going to be a wonderful opportunity to see some original artwork by Schulz, and including several pieces that have never been exhibited before. So do come out and come see us.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much. I've been joined today by Benjamin Clark, curator at the Charles M. Schulz Museum. We've been talking about the upcoming exhibit, Working Dogs, that will run from August 9th through January 27th, 2019, at the museum's upstairs changing gallery. I'm Anthony Garcia, in for Roland Giacopetti for this morning's Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day. Sonoma Spotlight is produced at KRCB Studios in Rohnert Park. Roland Giacopetti is Sonoma Spotlight's host, Wendy Nicholson, producer, and Steve Birch, engineer. Sonoma Spotlight airs weekday mornings at 7:53 a.m. inside Morning Edition. Today's and previous editions of Sonoma Spotlight are available at our website at radio.krcb.org/rss.